Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, this week, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to everybody out in Branson, Missouri?
A little show place
right there. Branson good.
Branson's got some cool car museums, though.
Yeah, they do.
I was actually one of my YouTube buddies, Video Bob Mosley, was going through Branson, going to all the different car museums up there and all that stuff. And those are kind of neat.
They got some good fiddlers, too.
Fiddlers?
Yeah.
That's where, remember, what's the Russian guy's name?
In Russia, we...
Yes.
Yeah.
Back in the mid-80s, he was kind of popular.
I can't think
Not
of
like
it.
Billy Crystal popular, but he was like...
I know, Yakov?
Something. Yeah, that guy.
Be yeah. careful.
He's got a big theater there. Yeah.
Tread lightly.
The FCC. FCC's listening in. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Cody Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
Hello, everyone.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Put a little bass into it.
Hello, everyone.
What's going on?
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
He's working on it. He's
Sounds
working
like
on
he's
it.
Yodeling.
My job is safe here. So, we're talking about new cars.
What's going on, guys?
Anyway, so this is the thing. Everybody's in, either we're getting old.
You know what I'm
Because we all like Cadillacs.
Well, that's bad.
We're turning into old people is what it is.
They're nice cars.
But we have.
Yeah,
we have
that's what your grandpa said about Buicks last time, too.
Now, here's the question. Would you do anything to it?
You know, not. I'd drive it.
I wouldn't do nothing
I'm
to
not,
it.
I'm not. You know what? And that's the thing. I think that shows you when you're getting older.
Yep.
That you know, used to you couldn't get nothing and not leave it alone.
Exactly.
You would mess up. Like,
I'm still away on old cars.
I ruined more good cars in my youth. Messing with them.
Yep. That Trailblazer's the only thing I have not touched. You know, as
And it's still running. Ironic. Yep. It's crazy how that works. You know, I wouldn't. That's my daily. Like, I want to wash it. I might ceramic coat it. The end.
It's just like Richard's car. I mean, there's nothing else to do to it. I mean, really.
It's got, within 2 weeks of owning it, it had window tint, exhaust, and some turbo air inlet things. The only thing I want to do to it is a tune.
But nothing cosmetic. Really, but tint.
I mean, yeah. Now it's perfect.
I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, they don't really make a whole lot of.
But
they make.
To not even think about lowering it. You would, you know. Back in the day,
not that
I had an '85 Mustang in '86, and it was sitting on the ground. You know, we was talking about that at dinner tonight. That '57.
Yeah.
Could you think about that taking a brand new car? 1 year old and making a gasser out of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my buddy Rick Hughes' daddy bought a brand new 57 Chevrolet post car and in 58 converted it to a gasser car and ran it his whole life. And then his son has been running it forever.
Well, you got to think about it. Back in the day, they didn't have race car builders. There was no such
You're
thing
right.
as a tube chassis or let me call Harry Glass and get a body out here.
Yep.
You didn't do that. You had
but
to start with a car.
Who's going to do that? Well, I guess we're old now. I guess these kids that can afford these new cars.
These kids.
Yeah. We'll still customize a brand new car, but I wouldn't.
I mean,
just like we were at Cars and Coffee just like two Saturdays ago, right here in Greenville. The guy with a Dodge Ram, brand new Dodge Ram, chop channeled airbag laying on the ground. That,
really?
That burgundy,
yeah,
that burgundy one.
Cranberry.
Yes, Cranberry.
And it was chopped.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's channeled. Chopped and channeled is what they call
it. Not top roof.
No,
not
top
roof. Not the top.
Roof.
It was Whatever it is.
Channel.
Channel.
Yes, channel of the frame. It's body dropped.
Yeah, body dropped. There you go. Body drop.
That's the new channel.
On air ride, you know, custom rear notch, rear end. I mean, sitting on what, 24s or something?
24-inch billet wheels. I mean, it's gorgeous.
It is.
A beautiful truck. But, I mean, but you have, and you have these guys building these trucks like that. And, I mean, these SEMA builds like that and things like that. But to drive every day, he doesn't drive that truck every day.
No.
You know, but Brandon Burrell, that's his name.
That's him.
But that's...
What's his name?
Brandon Burrell.
Brandon Burrell. Burrell Images. Yep. But the... you know, people don't drive those every day. You know, like you watch Texas Metal, like on Motor Trend.
Yep.
Nobody drives a new Escalade on 26s that's body dropped. I mean, in theory, you know, it's a late model car. Not anymore. It's different now. You know what I'm saying? It don't ride the same.
But the Escalade, would you put black wheels on it?
I don't know. I just have to see it. You know what I mean? Like the blacked
I've
out
seen
one,
them done that way.
Now, the blacked out 2020 that I was driving last week, I loved it. I liked it. But I don't know. Maybe it's the old man in me. I like a little bit of bling too. Not over the top.
I like chrome. I want the chrome grill, chrome wheels, chrome trim package. I want the chrome.
I love the interior of that new. They're taking a play out of the Ford playbook and going with the saddle leather, like the King Ranch is inside them now, the brown.
What is the new one that's got the? That's what my like Ford a football. Is it football?
What?
It's got, it looks like a football, but the interior is the color of a football.
That's King Ranch.
Yeah,
that's a saddle.
Yeah. It's called saddle.
No, it was there was something else. It actually looked like a football.
The Spalding edition?
I believe it was Wilson.
The Wilson.
Yeah.
I don't know. The only thing that tickled me about the King Ranch trucks is the crappier the seats look, the better they looked.
Yeah,
they look
as long
good
as it didn't
dirty.
Wear a hole.
It was like a ball, more, it was like an old ball glove.
And the more comfortable they got.
Yeah.
My dad's King Ranch that he had, that F-250, new, the seats sucked. But the more you set them, the more they wore, the better they got.
So I was working at the Ford store back in 06. We had, we were a small, D&D's small dealership, really, compared to most of the Ford dealerships now. Which is a lot bigger now than it used to be.
Yeah, it's grown.
But the thing that was funny, a lot of that was because of me. Anyway, and...
or because you were able to get into that new building.
I was the one that gave him the little push, if you catch my drift. So Skip did name his son Rob for no reason. I'm just kidding. But anyway, you know, it was fucking... This man bought a brand new... I want to say it was a F-250 King Ranch. But those saddle seats, his son scratched his name in them. You can just do it with your fingernail. Yep. I mean, it's not hard to do. But, I mean, it's got, like, Sean in the seat. What can I do? Not a thing, but
it's yours now.
Hug your son.
Son. At least he spelt it right. Yeah. You know, I mean, it could be worse. He could put, you know.
Some other thing.
Some profanity in there or something, you know. I don't know. I actually looked at a Corvette, speaking of that. I looked at a Corvette with a four-letter word that I can't say on radio carved into the hood of it. That's the thing, being in YouTube, you look for oddities.
It's probably a little bit different story than Sean.
He made his girlfriend real mad.
Yeah, she was very mad. Very, very mad. It's written in there, and you can tell by the... I ain't gonna say penmanship, but she was a little angry when she did it. You know what I'm saying?
Signed it with her pocket knife.
Exactly.
What's that? That country song? I think Carrie Underwood or something. Yep. Where she cuts.
Yeah,
seats
she listened to that song one too many times.
Exactly. That's right.
I got an idea.
And I'll tell you what's crazy is every woman that hears that song, they all get to all the singing and stuff.
See, that's the thing. Everybody talks about, like, you know, all that doing is promoting hate. No, that promotes hate. You know, somebody messes with your ride, that hits close to home.
Yep.
And this has always been my logic. My car's never done a damn thing to you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't mess. I mean, it's like picking on somebody's kid. You don't do that.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? You got to draw that line. You want to hit me, I'll heal. I don't care. Don't touch my car.
I would hate if someone did that to one of my vehicles. I hate to tell you, I'll probably be buried under the jail.
Oh, I'm with you there. I'm with you. I'd be right there with you. I'd be right there with you. You don't mess with a guy's ride.
Nope.
You don't mess with his car. That's just not something you do.
I mean, like, I used to make my girlfriends take their shoes off and wrap them in a towel and put them.
I got a story for that. We got to take a commercial break. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, Cadillac Pimpin', the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Well, in honor of y'all's pilgrimage to Caffeine and Octane last week, how about a big shout-out to Atlanta, Georgia?
That's right. ATL, my town.
It was cold.
It was very cold. It was very cold. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
Finally de-thawing.
Finally.
Finally.
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the mayor of Fingerville, South Carolina,
Mayor
Tim Greer.
Y'all vote for me.
You vote for me.
That's right.
All three of you.
Fingerville.
I
went to Fingerville University.
Fingerville University. Yeah. FU. Yes.
Yeah. Fingerville.
Hey, you remember what you said about the FCC?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh, it's talking about new cars and talking about dumb things we've done in new cars. But I wouldn't mess with my new car.
You know what? The auto show, like we're talking about, is this weekend, as when you hear it, it's ending. But, you know, there's one vehicle I'm kind of interested in checking out.
What's that?
I actually love looking at them every year I go. The little exotic minis. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I've owned a little mini car.
A Mini Cooper. A classic. Yeah.
And I love checking them little guys out. And every year, they seem to have new ones in there. They're not always the same. There are a lot of them new ones. I love checking them little guys out. They're just pretty cool. But when it comes to new cars, I'm kind of excited to see what Hyundai and Honda and all the... You know, the only car that is never really at these auto shows is Nissan.
Ferrari.
Nissan. Well, I'm talking about like your regular car. But Nissan... Here locally is never at this auto fair. Why is that?
I don't know. There's got to be a reason. It's got to be something to do with the dealership here.
Yeah, it has to be, because they're the only ones that normally are not.
It's a dealer. Here. It's the dealer association that puts on the show.
Yeah, but they're the ones that aren't here. It's kind of weird.
Well, that, and they don't have anything to bring.
Well,
I mean, I hate to say it, but what
not
is,
really. Yeah, true.
What has Nissan been firing on lately?
That is true.
How about that GTR?
They've been the same since 2008. They've changed them three times, but they're still exactly the same. I don't know.
GTR. All four GTR listeners we have just turned it off now. Thanks, Professor.
We love you, GTR listeners.
And how many Chrysler people have
you been? Yeah, really.
I don't care if they're listening or not.
Every Mopar club in the upstate is like blackballed us.
You know what? At the end of the day, you don't need them kind of people in your life. You know what I'm saying?
Richard is no longer with y'all.
I'm telling you.
I'll always be.
We had the tattoo removed. I'm just saying.
He still says a prayer for you guys every night before he goes to bed.
Every night. So, Kobe, you know you're talking about you made your girlfriend take her shoes off. And you took your shoes off when you got in your car. I got one for you. Let's take it back to 1998. 21 years ago, 1998. Imagine a plumper, Rob Pitts.
I've seen pictures.
With a comb over.
Yep.
Rocking around in a 1994 Mustang GT convertible. triple black, lowered down, American Racing torque thrust mags. Not the factory Ford bullet wheels. True polished torque thrust.
Plain ice ice baby.
Actually, I had those before they had.
You had some Weld Stars on that for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what mine. So, but I had my torque thrust mags lowered down, had my cowl hood, 2.5-inch scoop.
Kenwood CD player?
No. Factory double tape CD. I mean, that didn't work, but you know what? I had
playing Ice Ice Baby?
No. Well, when it came on the radio. And but I love that car. That car was my baby. I loved it. I waxed it. I talked to it. It was like my child.
It was a Ford.
I was young and dumb, okay? So I'll never forget. A very attractive girl worked at a local restaurant that I really liked. And she didn't make french fries. So.
Them dang tater tot girls.
They didn't have hash browns. They weren't
no cookout. They weren't no Waffle House either. So anyway, I talked her into going on a date with me. And it was summertime. And I was really weird because I had the only convertible car that I wouldn't put the top down because it put wrinkles in my top. I didn't like that. And so I didn't put my top down. I didn't like that. I'm that guy. I rode around a convertible with the top up. So I pulled into her driveway, scoped it out, pulled in, opened the door. I walked up to the door, talked to her dad. She walked down the drive with me. I opened the door for her. She stepped in the car. She was wearing a pair of shorts and a little tank top. And I mean, it was just a very attractive girl. This should have been a great date. And then she kicks off. She had like flip-flops on. She kicks her shoes off, and she puts her feet up on the dash. I want to tell you something. I'm sitting in the driver's seat. And I clench my leather-wrapped steering wheel, and I'm sitting there, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, there's just some things I couldn't handle it. I didn't even move the car. I didn't even crank it. I turned around. I looked at her, and she looked at me, smiled. I looked back forward again. I grabbed my steering wheel one more time. I grabbed the door handle, opened my door. I got out, walked around, opened her door, and said, listen, this just isn't going to work. And she's like, what? She got out of the car, and I never spoke to her again. And then I went home and armor-all the dash in my car again and wiped my car down. That's what I did that on a Friday night.
That's a little harsh.
Hey, say what you want to. You know, I mean, that's the way I was, though.
You could have compromised, so like, at least put your feet out the damn window or something.
Yeah. And then, as I got older, you know, I wasn't quite as bad. The funniest thing ever, and I used to be kind of a what's the word I'm looking for? You can't say the exact word I was, but arrogant.
Okay.
There you go. That something like that. It's an A word. Gets my drift. So anyway.
So you learned better now.
What now?
So afterwards, you learned that you'd at least take them out for a little while and take them back home.
Well, so we were cruising down Main Street. No, actually, Spartanburg. I used to cruise Westgate Mall.
That's right.
Cruise the mall parking lot. And I'll never forget, there's a chick that had a late model Trans Am. And I had my little Mustang, and we're cruising around the mall parking lot. And the thing is, you had one part of the mall parking lot where you were almost door to door, so they were coming up and you were going down.
Yep.
And, you know, that's when you talk trash, you know what I mean? You're sitting there revving it up and all like you need to clear out your fuel-injected car. But you know what I'm saying. And you're riding,
that's right.
And you're riding around, and this girl hollered at me in this Trans Am. She was a big chick. She was a healthy gal. And
she pushed her own leather down.
She looked, her leather was packed, if you catch my drift. And she hollered out at me. I'll never forget, I had my buddy with me. Matt Haydock was riding with me. And he, with his shoes off. And but he was with me. And he goes, she hollers at me and said, hey, I like riding that convertible. And I said, somebody's daddy should have bought you a Sunbird and sent you to Jenny Craig first. Horrible.
That's terrible.
It used to be terrible. I tell you what else is terrible is these damn commercial breaks. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard, I was testing you, Hoskins.
I'm here, man.
You're just like...
He was trying to get you to red light.
I was trying to trick you. I went pro tree on you all of a sudden.
I was toying with you. How about a shout out to Sean from EMF out in Las Vegas right now?
Sin City, baby.
He's posting some cool stuff. They got some cool cars out there this week, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that's a cool show he's at. He's actually at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Consumer Electronics Show.
That's pretty cool right there. I tell you what else is cool.
I'm in a house.
Yes.
Yes.
And what's cooler? I'm in a house again.
But
you know what's even cooler?
Cooler. I just figured this out today. Popsicle.
You know what they released today?
What's that?
The Run DMC 50th anniversary
Adidas. 50th anniversary Run DMC?
Adidas.
50?
Is Run DMC 50?
50th anniversary 2020 releases.
Started in 81 or 82.
Walk This Way was what, 83? Because Aerosmith recorded 77.
I think Walk This Way was 85, 86, but that was like their third or fourth album.
Yeah, but I'm 50 and I was born in 69.
Yeah, they weren't rapping. DMC, there was no rap.
Tricky to Rock a Rhyme didn't come
out.
In
1971.
It might be the Adidas. Adidas' 50th anniversary, but they're the Run DMC.
The shoes they wore.
Yeah, Reverend Run is like 58. You know?
Yeah, it's the Run DMC Adidas Superstar 50th anniversary 2020 release.
Everybody needs a pair of shell toes.
Oh, yeah, I got several pair.
Know what I'm doing this weekend?
Run DMC edition?
Maybe.
All the cool kids have
shell
toes.
They are cool.
Yeah, those are the ones. Oh, they say Run DMC.
They say Run DMC.
All right, so it's the 50th anniversary of the shoe.
And it has the 50th anniversary written on them as well.
You think I could wear those to work?
Yeah.
I think you can.
Why couldn't you?
If you work at Dollar General, probably.
No, you could wear them to the bank.
The Dollar General. The problem is, if you worked at Dollar General, you couldn't afford them.
Probably not.
Oh, there goes our Dollar General listeners.
I don't mind, man. We're batting on zero with you guys tonight. Come on now.
I'm telling you. So, we're talking about new cars. All right, let's go another direction. And we got John. We got John, our YouTube buddy in the studio.
Yes, we do.
Hot Rods and Hobbies. Or from Horsepower Hobby. Horsepower Hobby. So, we got him in the studio. And he's talking about Teslas. And now we were at the mall in Atlanta.
We were.
What was that?
At the Lenox Mall.
Watch shopping, and we end up going car shopping in the mall.
Well, it's the only place I ever... In the Lenox Mall is the only mall I've ever seen that had a Tesla store.
In it. So you go in the mall,
weird.
And you pick out... They only had one car there. They had one, the SUV.
Really? They did have a SUV.
They had the SUV there.
The truck thing with you.
The Gold Wing.
No, oh, okay. No.
Not the truck thing. It ain't out yet.
But they had all the paint samples.
They had a cardboard cutout of it there.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
But you got your five colors, black, white, blue, red, and funeral home gray.
None of them were red.
1-0.
I know they have a red up.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know. I guess they're up on it.
Then they had like the five color interiors. yeah, and they then the like, wood packages.
It's wood or carbon fiber inside.
Or aluminum.
It's very
looking.
Simple. You know, I mean, it's not a lot of options. Get black wheels or silver wheels. You know, I mean, I wonder if you can get one with dual exhaust. Put some twice pipes on this thing.
But down the crazy.
The trucks look like a square body Avalanche.
But, hey. you know, the crazy thing is the Tesla was at one end. We were looking at watches on the other end. And the watch on the other end cost more than the Tesla on.
Yeah, it did, actually. That was kind of insane.
We went in the Rolex place.
We had to fill out a credit app before we could walk in.
we walked in. Beautiful watch sitting there. You know, onyx face. You know, titanium. Asked the guy, yeah, what's that watch? Yeah, that one's on sale right now for $37,000. I was like, well.
Just write him a check.
Yeah, on sale.
Okay, and then I was just joking. I said,
where do I swipe?
I said, what's the most expensive watch? Well, come right over here. It was laying there, titanium with bronze something or other. I said, well, how much is that one? It's on sale too, $148,000.
Yep, my brother-in-law just bought one.
I'm like,
$150,000.
That's not the guy you. I bet you hate him at Thanksgiving, don't you? He's that guy.
He don't even show up.
You hope he chokes on a turkey bone. You know,
just send a text.
He's the one that gives you $10 gift card.
I heard that he bought one. His daddy told me.
Happy Turkey
Day. My boy just bought $150,000 watch.
That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
But we were talking about that. You know, who just really just walks in and says, "Well, I think today I'm just going to buy a $150,000 watch."
Probably the same guy that says, "Hey, I'm going to buy a car that's electric."
Probably.
I just can't.
Now, John, just what, 2 weeks ago, you bought your Hellcat?
That's right.
Two weeks ago,
you bought electric.
That's not electric.
So we're putting so many, I don't know, just we're doing so much to the ozone out there.
Well,
do something.
They're doing so much to save it.
Well, this is the thing. They've saved so much with the Tesla that they gave you a little extra to give us a little room to play.
Well, I guess that's how you can put it.
I mean, you know what I mean? That I love messing with electric cars. And the worst part about it is I give them a hard time. And one of my really good friends holds the world's record for the world's fastest golf cart. And it's electric. I mean, we're talking about a 150-mile-an-hour golf cart.
Really?
Yes.
That's insane on a golf cart. He's 5'8 and weighs like 150 pounds, yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
And I'm going to tell you, he tagged the wall at 107 in a golf cart. Tagging the wall at 107 in a car is crazy.
Yeah. You're talking about in a straight line.
Yes. He tagged the wall drag strip at 107 on an easy go.
I've never seen that.
Google world's fastest golf cart. It's Robbie Steen, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Really?
Purple. Club Quick.
Had them bona fide batteries in it.
Club Quick.
No. It had battery pack out of a Prius in it.
Really?
I think he's building a 150-mile-an-hour
Yeah, he
now.
wants to break 150, and then he's working at 160.
That's insane. Now, you
they
want
got
talk,
Rovars.
Somewhat-ish.
It still looks very much like a golf cart.
Really?
Yes.
It does have hydraulic brakes on it.
I got one of his panels hanging in my shop.
I love.
You know, side panels.
Well, I got one,
yeah,
too.
You got one, too, yeah.
But, you know, that's.
From when you wrecked it.
No. He cut when he built the new one. He actually cut the body up and he signed them and gave out panels.
Oh, okay.
To people he liked.
So is he getting those batteries out of Tesla?
No. He didn't get his batteries out of Tesla. But I don't know. He may now, but he does some crazy stuff. I mean, he make a golf cart go if you catch my drift. You know, if you want a fast golf cart,
just look up Plum Quick.
Plum Quick Racing and whatnot. But in Rock Hill, South Carolina, he has like the Guinness record. He's beat it like 6 times, his own record.
And he ain't stopping.
Yeah, he ain't stopping, literally.
Could you see him down at Ocean Lakes?
Oh, he'd be that guy. Oh, I'd love to live in one of them hoity-toity golf course neighborhoods. Be riding around. I could hit the highway in this thing if I need to.
Yep.
I mean, you got to think. I mean, he makes street carts running 45, 50 mile an hour is nothing. That's the norm. And I'm going to tell you something. 40 mile an hour on a lifted golf cart is white knuckle stuff.
Yep.
Mine
don't know nowhere near that.
He programmed my Yamaha golf cart.
Yeah. And
it'll run 30.
But could you imagine a golf cart with line lock and that'll run 150 mile an hour.
So the seat on it's a stock seat.
It's a stock seat.
Stock handlebar, steering wheel.
You'll see it. The only thing gives away, it's got 14-inch wheels on it. It's got those little import slicks on the back. That's it. This thing is
They're nasty.
Yeah,
they're
it's insane.
He's got several different body verifications.
He's got one that's kind of lengthened a little bit. Now, that one's the one that's going for 150. But the one that, the purple one that I got, I think it was like 118 mile an hour, it's a damn club car golf cart.
No,
it's just got a top. It's got a bag of clubs in the back. And that was part of it for Guinness Book of World Records. He had to be able to use it on a golf course. It had to haul two people and golf clubs. So it shows him riding around a golf course in this thing. And you can do it. It'll, I mean, it'll go slow, too.
What'd you say the name was?
Plum Quick. P-L-U-M-Q-U-I-C-K. But, or Robbie Steen. But this guy, I mean, it's insane what they're doing with electric stuff. And I know it's there, and it's neat. And, you know, for years it was a novelty. And now that's just where technology's at now.
First thing that comes up when you start Googling it is Plum Quick Golf Cart versus Mustang.
Oh, yeah. He eats it alive. At Darlington. I mean, this thing ain't no joke.
No, it ain't.
But it's they do some neat stuff. But that's how technology. I think my biggest thing I love to pick at the Tesla guys with, though, is how they you know, like, there's no service with a Tesla at all. And like Tesla, like if you're speeding, they will tell you to slow down. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like Big Brother's watching you. I don't know. I can't get into that. I can't get into commercial breaks either, and we keep having to take those.
Got to pay the bills, man.
Telling you, it's killing me. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour head your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Jacksonville, Florida.
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man with the driver of the world's fastest rambler in Roebuck, Tim Greer.
That'd be the bona fide.
And, of course, we have Matt, the camera guy. He waved. And, you know, so I'll tell you one I want to talk about right quick. We're in 2020. Which even is really weird writing a check now.
Even though I've wrote 2019 probably 10 times already. But.
Already. How about the 2020 Bronco? I think they're toying with our emotions.
It'll never come out.
It'll never be a two-door Bronco. I don't see a two-door SUV ever.
I just don't think there's a market.
You can't sell a two-door Jeep anymore.
Yeah, there's not a market for two-door vehicles like that anymore.
Everything's crew cab.
Crew cab.
Yep.
Or four-door.
A Mordor.
It's just, there's not. Yeah, everybody says it's cool, but saying something's cool and going and buying one, two very different things.
All right, do you think the four-door thing will move over into the hot rod? I mean, and you got people that build four-door cars.
Oh, a lot of people.
But as a rule, they lean away from four-door cars. Do you think that four-door cars are going to be a trend?
I do.
I think they already are.
I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't own it. Well, you can. But nobody in Sweden has a two. It's like a joke to have a two-door car, period, on any car.
Isn't that where they wear wooden shoes?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
There went all our Sweden fans. Sorry, guys.
We killed them all. We're knocking them out one by one.
Good job, Tim.
I didn't do it.
It's all your fault, Tim.
I just said they like four doors. And they do.
But, you know, I'm just like, I don't see four doors being a hobby or being hot here. Like, I think there'll always be some.
I do. And another thing, sports cars. You know, everybody made fun of Porsche when they come out with their four-door Porsche.
That's not the perfect single dad car.
Yeah, until they saw it.
Well, exactly, but they made fun of it.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yep.
Okay. Then Jaguar got on board. They did one. It's awesome. A lot of I see a lot of your cars starting to go that way.
Well, Jaguar's always made hot four doors.
Well, they didn't even offer the Charger in a two door.
Am I right? No.
The Challenger.
Yeah, Challenger.
Yeah, the Challenger. Yeah.
And the Charger's a four door.
Yeah. Right.
The same car.
I said they didn't.
They didn't recently. No.
That's right. Look, recently.
Because it would have competed with the Challenger. That would have been stupid.
They would have.
Yeah, the same reason why
there goes any Mopar
it.
People we had left.
And I didn't even open my mouth that time. That's not even my fault.
By the end of the night, I think we're going to have like people that like snapper lawnmowers and maybe Craftsmen. That's about it.
Chevrolet people.
Well, I don't even know if we're going to have them by the end of the show.
But I don't know. I always see four-wheel cars being that kind of, niche thing or whatever. Of course, station wagons went red hot, and they're starting to pick back up again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Wagons are weird. They're kind of like that rash that don't go away. You know, like it dies down, then it comes back.
When are we going to see the four-door Corvette?
No.
Listen. All right. We already put the damn motor in the middle. And that now, I mean, they got away and took away my hideaway headlights. They done killed the four taillights out the back. They're changing everything. And now you want a four-door Corvette?
I didn't say I wanted one. I just wanted to know when it's going
to
come.
There ain't nowhere to put the doors.
How about never? Never.
Okay.
Never.
Never.
Not saying they won't, but right now, let's hope they do.
Bet they said the same thing about a Porsche.
That's probably true.
Front engine Porsche. Are you crazy?
Have you lost your mind?
Are there anything out there from the past that you think would work again? I mean, that little Bronco looks cool.
Oh,
but we know that it wouldn't sell because it's a two-door.
I mean, hell, you look cool, and then you get talked to, and you're no different. You know, I mean, you see what I'm saying? It don't sell.
I mean, you think about it. Think about if there's a car in the past, like we was talking about a Chevelle or
Ford Escort.
Yeah, they had them two-door and four.
They had two, four, and station wagon.
I think they brought out an Escort. They'd be back four.
Well,
four,
they do. It's a Focus.
Called the Focus.
No, it's come back out with a square-body Escort. Their sales was skyrocketing.
We got
excited in Atlanta. We seen a Ford Escort. We got excited. Down there with multi supercars, and we get excited.
An Escort still running.
Kill them.
And this thing was clean as a pin.
At the end of time, the only thing that's going to be left is cockroaches and Escorts. Yeah. I'm just telling you. All right. And you said...
I think little trucks have a chance, not of actually coming back, but I do think that if you could bring them back,
they
that people... I know they can't.
You know, we're selling new Fords. You could buy an F-150 cheaper than you could buy a Ranger.
Exactly, because they don't want to sell little trucks.
Exactly.
But
just like why they killed the
S-10. If it were possible to bring one back and meet current standards, I do think that there's a market for them if they were cheap.
You know what? Have you ever looked at it like this? Back in the day when they had the S-10, they had the Ranger, then they had the Dodge Dakota. I always looked at it as like small, small, medium.
Yeah.
I always looked at the Dakota as like an extra medium.
Yeah.
It was a little bit bigger. Wasn't exactly tougher, but it was just a little bit bigger, you know?
They even seem small today, though. And you look at like S-10s and Rangers, like how
have you been in one?
Well, Kobe has, obviously. But
have you seen a Colorado? A damn Colorado parked next to a Silverado. There's not but an inch difference in the two of them.
Yeah, they're pretty much the same vehicle.
It does. I mean, it's crazy how big these things. Everything's getting bigger. Hell's like I had a Toyota Tacoma beside me the other day. Hell's like a damn F-250.
Well,
But it is. They're getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, like, I didn't know Tacomas came in 8-lug. Goodness gracious. You know,
that's like.
Is that thing got dual rear wheels on it?
The Tundras. I mean, look at the size of a Toyota Tundra. Nowadays.
Hell, Tundra's got air brakes on them. What are you talking about?
I know. I mean, God, how much bigger can you possibly get?
If you take the emblems off of them, you can't tell none of them apart now.
No, you can't. And especially you lift your truck, boys, they put them strut grills in there. You do that, they're just,
different
colors.
Yep.
It's like generic brand X, you know? But I don't know. I don't think little trucks will ever come back. At one time, I thought a diesel truck would do good, like a small diesel truck. And, of course, Nissan's got the little 5-liter.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not exactly a small truck. Hell, they're running it in a three.
Still a heavy duty.
They're running it in a 3/4-ton Frontier, you know? I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen them all. But they're getting huge. Everything's getting bigger and bigger. SUVs getting bigger. My mom drives the damn Escalade. My mom drives a 7,000-pound luxury cruise ship. That's scary as hell. Everybody's getting bigger with cars. I mean, hell, John drove over here in a 9,000-pound, 700-horsepower Challenger. You see where I'm getting at? I mean, that's nuts. Like, literally. I mean, if you think about it.
It does have 707 horsepower, which equals with weight down to about
His power-to-weight ratio is he's making horsepower for every 58 pounds. You know, I mean, listen, all right. So, I mean, like, instead of those yellow little feeler things, they need to put a damn wide load sign on that thing. Maybe some beacons or something
cattle
on the
pusher.
But, I mean,
you know, they got that little canyon in a diesel, but to me personally, for the price difference, I'd as soon have a gas motor. I mean, it ain't like you're going to get bad gas.
What are you going to pull with it?
You're exactly
a birdhouse?
Right. Yep.
I mean, why do you need that? You know, but I don't know. It's
a four-cylinder Duramax.
But it's funny how it's changed, though. Everybody needed, you know, little in economy and all this stuff. And now it's like either super economy or monstrous big trucks.
That's right.
There's no in between anymore.
My little crap rental car even right now is a 2020 Corolla. It's bigger inside than my Cadillac.
You know, at the end of the day, you say crap Corolla. Uh-huh. It's actually a very nice little car.
Yeah, you want to drive it tomorrow?
Well, I am.
It's all right. I'll just walk.
Tell you what, let me drive your truck. You drive it until you feel like
when you step out of a Cadillac to a Corolla.
Oh, I know, but it is a nice little Corolla.
It's fine transportation.
Yeah. Well, he's experienced the finer things in life, yeah. Kobe. We put you in a Cadillac, you'd be throwing rocks at them Fords. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
You'd be just, no one a part of it. Telling you.
The Volkswagen.
It'll change your life, Tim.
I've had them. I got them now.
It's good for you. It's good for you. I tell you what, guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.